So let's try a very quick review of what we covered yesterday, only because it leads us into a fascinating discussion in the Rush, which is important in and of itself, but it's also important because it has to do with how do you understand the Maskan of the Gemara, just simple pshat in the Gemara. So again, we had the Braisa of the Ani, and then we had Rava's explanation that the Braisa was dealing with the situation in which the cycle was such that there was a natural change in price between Nisan and Tishrei. And that during Nisan, the price of the land, if you needed to purchase it, was higher, because if you would purchase it at that time, you would reap an extra crop. Versus in Tishrei, where you missed out on the previous crop, and now you can no longer plant it for this year, so it's going to lay fallow, so you would be at a lower price. So the Gemara said that can be applied to Nezikin. Hachanam egab Nezikin dine be'idis. That the halacha is that you get edis be'amar le'ihu. But if the Nizak says, Havli Beinonis Tveipurta, give me a little bit more of Beinonis, then the Mazik can respond, Amar le isha kalta kedin chashko kedahashta, v'ilo shakil kayukra dilikame. If the Mazik can tell the Nizak, fine, I will give you the Beinonis that you want, but I mean, I'm giving you the Beinonis that you want, I'm going to give it to you at the Nisan rate, which will give you less Beinonis than if I gave it to you right now at the Tishrei rate. So again, what that indicates in terms of an extension from the Braisa is what we pointed out yesterday, is that the real price is the Nisan price. That's the real price of the land. It happens to be that if you're forced to sell at this time, you're going to have to sell it at a discount, and that will be the realized price. But the real price of the land, the nafkamina, not to get sidetracked, is what Zalman was pushing me on this morning, would be if the land itself was damaged, that assessment, according to Divrei Yechezkel and other Acharonim, would be according to the Nisan price, even if the payment would have to be according to the Tishrei price. Just say that one more time. The real value of the land, if the land itself was damaged, would be based on, we'd have to figure out the price of the damage based on the Nisan value. Right. The question of what do I have to pay with is a different question, and that maybe would be based on the Tishrei price. So the real value of the land is the Nisan price. Now, If he's forced to sell, then we say you can, at this point we're saying, I'm sorry, not forced to sell, if he's going to pay when it comes to Nezikin, so if he's going to give the better land, so then he definitely has to give it according to the Tishrei price, because it's Tishrei right now. If the Mazik says, oh, I'll give you the Beinonis that you want, but I'm going to give you to the Nisan rate, so right now the Gemara is saying that is okay. Now says the Gemara, Maskif La Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Im Kain Horasa Kochan Shal Nizakin Etzel Beinus Vizi Boris. De Rachman Amrim Memetav Va'at Amrit Me Beinus Vizi Boris Nami Lo. He says that can't be. Because if it's true that when it comes to Edis, I have to pay according to the Tishrei rate, And if he wants Beinonis, I can force him to take the Nisan rate. Then it comes out that even though the Torah says Meitav, give him the best, I've actually weakened his ability to collect when it comes to the lesser quality lands, and that doesn't make sense. Why would it be that he would be weakened when it came to the Beinonis and the Diboris? And therefore, the Gemara now in the continuation is going to find a different application for the Braisa. But the Gemara has rejected this as a solution to the Yashiv Meitav issue, which we'll have to hopefully get back to later on. And the question is, now that this has been rejected, halacha l'maisa, Halacha lemaisa, if the, based on what we just said in the Gemara, if the Nizak says to the Mazik, I don't want Idus, I want Beinonis. And let's take the Yukra and the Zula out for now. We're dealing with just a regular case. A regular case, everybody agrees what this land is worth. But the Nizak says to the Mazik, I don't want Idus, I want Beinonis. Why do I want Beinonis? Because your Beinonis is next door to my Beinonis. It's better for me. Can the does the Mazik have to give the Beinonis that he's asking for? Or can the Mazik say, well, what do you mean? The Torah says Meitav. The Torah says Meitav, and I am willing to give you, I'm willing to give you Idus, I don't want to give you Beinonis. I also like that piece of Beinonis. So which one is it? And that's the question. According to our Gemara, now that we've said that we have this concept of Hurasa, Kochan, Shani, Zakan, Etzel, Beinus, Ziburis, that they can't, it doesn't make sense that he would be weaker when it comes to Beinus and Ziburis. So what would be the din if the Mazik, if the Nizak insists on taking worse land at the same rate? Can he force the Mazik to do that, or can the Mazik say no?
We had this shaila yesterday.
I raised this shaila yesterday, yes. I raised yesterday because I said the Rosh is going to deal with it. And the Rosh deals with it. But again, Lechora, what do you see from our Gemara? Do you see one way or the other? What?
Seems like the Mazik
has the upper hand. Why do you say that?
We just
he rejects that. That's the Havamim of the Gemara.
Oh, not a
Karnta.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get to the Rishonim, we just had our Gemara. It would seem like
Chinuch need Rava's whole thing about Nisan and Tishrei if the Mazik doesn't have the
Nisan and Tishrei. Again, the Maskanas of Gemara, Nisan and Tishrei are not a factor anymore. Because the Gemara made it clear that the same way when it came to Idus, you would have to pay according to now. It can't be that he's any weaker when it comes to Beinonis and Ziburis, so I'd also have to pay according. That's why I said, take that factor out for a moment. Pretend we're not dealing with the Nisan Tishrei case. We're dealing with a case where everybody agrees the price of the land right now is $1,000. But the Nisa comes to Mazik and says, instead of giving me $1,000 of Idus, give me $1,000 of Ziburis or Beinonis. That's what I want. Does he have, can the Mazik say, tough, Torah says make up, or can the Nizak say, this is what it is?
The Nizak has the power to decide.
How do you see that?
Because he can get the Idus, or if he wants, he can get a lower quality field, but he's going to get it for the price of the assessment of the Nissan price.
So Lidan understands, again, without the difference between the Nissan and the Tishrei. Now Lidan understands that once we've said that in Cain, Huras, Akokhan, Shalbaininus, the Ziboris, that what the Gemara is teaching us is that it's up to the Nizik to decide. And there's no way that the Mazik can say, I'm only going to give you Idus, and instead I'm not willing to give you the Baininus that you want. It's up to the Nizik. What would the Svara for that be? He said that it's up to the Nizak has the right. The Mazik can't say that the Torah says Idus, I'm only going to give you the best. You want worse stuff? Tough. I'm not giving it to you. What's the logic?
Exactly.
Now when the Torah says that you get the best, it's basically giving the Nizak the upper hand and saying we're giving you the choice. We're giving you. Normally, what would you choose? Normally, a person is going to choose the best piece of land. But if for whatever reason that doesn't have the value to you, then I'm not going to take it. Very good. Very good. That's the pashas of our Gemara. Because again, the simple reading of our Gemara is that l'maskana, this guy is going to have to give up his bainus. Right? That's a simple reading of this Gemara. Now let's turn to the Rush. Says the Rush. Says the Rush in Siman Beis where it starts. Hakanami Gabi Nizikin. Okay. It's a big piece, but you gotta hold tight. Okay? Says the Rush like this. Hachanami gabe nezikin. Dine be'idis. Right? This is just a quote of the Gemara. Right? Here it is by nezikin. The din is that the nizak gets idis. And if he says, give me baininess, I'll take a little bit more baininess. Amarle, ishakata kedin chashko kedahashta, vishko, vilo, shko kiyukrit the kamei. So that was the Gemara that said, the mazik will turn around and say, yeah, I'll give you the baininess that you want, but you're going to have to do it at the higher rate, which will yield you less land. And to that uparich, you've weakened the position of the nizak when it comes to beinus and ziboris. That doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because the Torah says metav. Rather, and this seems to be what Lidan said, the maskana of the Gemara seems to be you have to give him the lamb according to the Tishrei rate. According to the Tishrei rate. Says the Rosh. Venira Li. It appears to me. Davka kid the Amar Lai Ibois Lamishka Bainanis Viziburis Ki Yukra de la Kamei Yahivna Lacha. It's only because. It's only because this fellow said, yes, I'm willing to give you Blaibanus and Ziboris, with the caveat that I do it at the higher price.
That's the only reason he has to give it. Why? The cave on the gully daite lesita lo imirte lakakas kyukra de la kamei, tsarech litin lo kezola da hashta.
Very interesting. Says the Rush, it is case specific that this Nizak, that this Mazik, has to give the Nizak the Baininess land. You know why he has to give him the Baininess land? Because once he asks, the Nizak asks for Baininess. And the Mazik says, yeah, no problem. I'm willing to give you Baininess. But I want to take advantage and do it at a higher rate. He has now revealed that he has no desire to keep this land specifically. He's shown that he's willing to part with the Baininess land. Once he shows his willingness to part with the Baininess land, just because now the condition that he wanted to apply to it, that it be at the Nisan rate, is rejected by the Halacha, he can't say, oh, now I don't want you to have that land anymore. He's already agreed in principle that he's ready to get rid of this land. Right, so since Kevin de Golidite, he revealed his das, l'sitolo mirtze, l'kakas, that he's willing to give it up if the guy pays him, if he can give it according to the higher rate. Tzarech litna lo kezola da hashta. Then he has to give it according to the lower price. Because once it's true that even Idis must be given according to the Tishrei lower rate, Kol Shekin Baininess. Certainly the same should be true of Baininess. Kevan She'ein B'dayto La'ake La'atzmo. Since he's already shown that he has no specific intention to hold on to this specific land, because if the guy, he made it very, very clear that if he was willing to take it according to the Nisan price, he has no problem
parting with this land. So yes, the Rush agrees with Lidan that the simple shot of our Gemara is that in the case of the Gemara, in the case when, right, in the case where Mazik, right, wants to give Beinonis at Nisan price, right, he must, that's the important point, he must give it at Tishrei price. So right, so the Maskana of Gemara is yes, he does have to give up the lamb. The question is that true in every case? Or is that only true in the case that the Gemara is referring to? Because our question, right, the question that I was asking you, is what happens if it's the same price? What happens in a regular case? Right, in a regular case, if Nizak wants Beinonis, and there's no question about the rates, right? Can he force Mazik? So Lidan was originally suggesting that you see from our case that yes, that he can force him. The Rush, though, seems to be saying a little bit differently. Says the Rush, no. This case is different. This case cannot teach us a general rule for when the Mazik refuses to give what the Nizak wants, and the Nizak is requesting something. The reason why in this case over here, he must give it at the Tishrei price, says the Rosh, is because he's revealed that he has no problem giving up the land. He just wanted the Chaparayim and give up the Tishrei land. I'm sorry, give up the Beinonis land at a Nisan rate and save himself a few bucks. So there we tell him, once you're willing to give up the land, you have to give it up, and you have to give it up at the Tishrei price. But continues the Rosh, what about a normal case? What about this case over here? Says the Rosh,
Avalim Amar, but if he said, Karka Zucha Vivo Alai,
it's my favorite piece of land. You, regular case, we all agree on the prices. The Nizak says, I want Beinonis. I don't want Idis. Why does the Nizak want Beinonis? It's next to his field. Says the Mazik, I don't want to give up that piece of Beinonis land. That's the piece of Beinonis land that's been passed down from my Zaydi and my great Zaydi and my Elta Zayda for generations. This has such sentimental value to me. I don't want to part with this land.
Chavivalai, ve'eni rotze litin l'cha'klal.
I don't want to give it to you at all. I'm not discussing rates. I'm not willing to give it up to you for whatever the rate is.
Lo kaifinanlay.
He cannot force the Mazik to give up that bane in his land.
Shari koma shemuta alav lifroa.
Whatever was his responsibility to pay back, which means if it's a Nezek case, he's willing to give up Idis. If it's a Baal case, he's willing to give up Beinonis. If it's a Ksuba case, he's willing to give up his Ziboris. He's doing what the Torah asked of him, and the Nizak wants to change the terms, he is allowed to refuse. And he could say, sorry, I want that land. He pays according to what he wants to pay, not amount, but with what he is paying, as long as he is within the structure that the Torah put in place. Then the Mazik gets to decide, not the Gove. The Gove is the collector, which is the Nizak, the woman for the Ksuba, or the Baal Chov who wants to collect his debt.
The Bachelor wants to collect his debt. That says the Rosh. And the Rosh goes even further. It continues the Rosh. I mean, he spells it out in no uncertain terms. But there's nothing to be worried about that you're not understanding the Rosh after this. Kigon. Im yesh lo karka kama karkos. Shekulon. Idis. He says, well, I'll give you a different case. What if I only have Idis? I have 6 different Idis fields. Who gets to decide which Idis field I give up as payment? Who gets to decide which Idis field I give up for payment? Can the Nizak say, oh, well, that was more convenient for me, I want that one? Or can the Mazak say, listen, I'm paying what I'm supposed to be paying. It's not up to you. Who are you? Go away. Says the Rosh, Yitin lo eza karka sheyirtza. The Mazik can give any land that he wants. V'lo yachal omar lo bekarka zu ani chafetz. And the Niza can't say, no, I want that one. I only want that one. Says the Rosh, no. V'chein bacho bebeinis, it's the Mazik Shemiziboros. Right, this is explicitly this case. What if the Nizak says, I want Benis or Ziboris, and I want more of it? I don't want to give it up. I like that land better. Why do I like my cheaper land better? I just do. You know, those expensive lands, they require a lot of, they're high maintenance. I don't want any high maintenance piece of land. Ein kofin litimlo. You do not force him to pay. So the answer to this question, according to the Rosh, right? In a regular case, if the Nizak wants payment, can he force the Mazik? According to the Rosh, the answer is, No. Right? Mazik can refuse as long as he is doing what the halacha requires of him. The halacha requires him to pay Yiddis. I'm willing to pay Yiddis. And that is that. He is on.
Well, so this now applies backwards like everything we were discussing before, or it's just something new?
I'm not sure.
So what's the difference here where he's saying, you know, like there's sentimental value to land, or before we're saying, oh, I'll lose tons of money if I
what's before? Which case are you talking about?
Never mind that. Okay.
I just want to just define the terms. We're only talking right now in the world of Nezek. Now we're not talking about the honey case. We're talking right now because Maytav is a din in payment of Nezek.
Yeah, so
that's what we're talking about.
That's all I'm asking, if that applied back to that.
To the anything? No, nothing to do with the anything. Okay, fine. So that's what the Rosh says. In a regular case, if the Nizak wants Beinus, can he force the Mazik? The answer is no. The Mazik can refuse. What about Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's question? Isn't that Hurasa Kofa and Shev Nezikin? Haven't you now weakened? Right? Our Gemara, when he was trying to change the price, our Gemara says, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. So isn't this another example of Hurasa Kofa and Nezikin? I weakened the Nezik when it comes to Beninis and Ziboris. Answers Etanya. Okay, good.
The category of
Nezek. Right. Meaning like this. The Hurasa Kohan Shel Nezaken, and the Rosh will prove this in a moment, because the Rosh is going to realize that's the question that remains. But if the Gemara's premise
is that it can't be that the Nizak has lower standing when it comes to Beinus and Ziburis than when it comes to Idis. So isn't that what's happening here? Right? You've weakened his standing. So the Rush says no.
Says the Rush, we'll see it, you'll see it inside. Says the Rush. Vilo Shaykh Bahurasa Kochan Shoni Zakanit Sabonis Viziboris. The Rahman Armor Midas Vihule.
Meaning, what's the Rush implying in the question? You're going to say the same question that bothered of Achar Bar Yaakov. And he said, you can't change the rate for the Nizak when you switch it to Beinus HaZiboris, because then you've weakened his position vis-a-vis Beinus HaZiboris as opposed to Idis. So now you're going to say the same thing here as well.
Says the Rush, no. I'll show you why. Says the Rush. Delohura kocher yoser mi be'idis.
What's the problem? The tain of the Gemara, listen carefully, Rabbi Yosef. What was the tain of the Gemara? The tain of the Gemara is that the Nizak has a strength in Idis, and now that he's getting from Beinus or Ziburis, you've taken away that strength. What is that strength? In the Gemara, the strength was?
Discount price.
Good, the discount, right? The strength was that when it comes to Idis, he was able to get at the lower rate. So now that he's getting from Beinus or Ziburis, now you're saying that he loses that strength? That can't be. Says the Rush, the ability for the Mazik to be able to choose and not give the Nizak whatever he wants, that is not a strength that exists by Idis, that does not exist by Beinus. Meaning, when it comes to Idis, whose right is it to choose?
Mazik.
According to the Rush, it's the Mazik. According to the Rush, it's the Mazik. The Mazik can choose which piece of Idis I want to give. So the strength, even in the realm, again, only Taina was, how can it be that you've weakened him in Beinus and Ziboris more than when it comes to Idis? Says the Rush, within Idis, if he wants to pick, does he have the right? No, only the Mazik does. So now, when it comes to Beinus and Ziboris, if the Mazik wants to say, I don't want to give you that, I'm giving you a different piece of land, even if he's bumping you up to Idis, he's no longer weaker than within Idis. The only problem was in the Gemara's case, where there was a right that he had in Idis of getting at a better price, and you're taking that away because he shifted to Beinus and Ziboris. That can't be. That can't be. But if it's a strength that the Nizak does not have, even in the wonderful world of Idis, then it's no problem that in the world of Beinus, we don't give him more strength than that. That's not Hura Sakot on Jelizak. So that din that the Rush has told us, which we thought was, you know, maybe he didn't think was so important, is actually almost the linchpin of what he's saying. The din that the Mazik, if there are multiple pieces of Idis, is allowed to choose, and only the Mazik is allowed to choose which piece is going to be given, shows, and at least according to the Rush's understanding, the right to choose a specific piece of land was never given to the Nizak. That's a right that the Mazik maintains inside. Delohura kochar yoser mi be'idis. Again, the whole problem was if his strength is weaker than it comes to Idis. That's not what's happening here. Elohim shavin lo. The strength of the Nizak in this case, where the Mazik is refusing to give him the Beinus that he wants, and says, I'm only going to give you Idis, that's no weaker than Idis itself. It's the same. V'chihechi. And just like the Yachol Idchosom Idis el Idis, just like the Mazik maintains the right to push him from one kind of Idis to another piece of Idis, Hachinami, Yachol Idchoso, Mi Beinus el Idis. So too, says the Rush, you have the right to the mazik has the right to push the nizak from beinonis to idus.
And then he says, "Ula olam ein kofin la mishalin litim nechasim elama shelibo chafetz uvad shel yifchas lo midino."
That is the summary, basically, of the Rush's, the Shita of the Rush. The Rush holds that we cannot force, as long as the mazik is in the category, the halakhic category that he's supposed to be in, we cannot force him to pay something
different. Why in the case of the Gemara can we force him?
Right, because in the case of the Gemara, we did say that he's going to have to pay the Beinonis, but he's going to have to do it according to the Tishrei rate. That was what the Rush said at the beginning. That was unique to that case because of his Giloy Das. Because he revealed that fundamentally he has no problem giving up this land. He was just trying to use it as a negotiating tool and say, I'll give it up, but I'm only going to give it up at the Nisan rate. For that, the Torah says, he's already admitted that he doesn't mind giving it up. It's not makom shelibo chafetz. Now, he loses that right to choose. Good? So again, what the Rush is struggling with is, again, an understanding of what the din should be in the generic case. And then, when he understands what the din should be in the generic case, then he has a problem, because our Gemara seems to be against that. And then he has to answer that there's a unique halacha in our Gemara, because he was Megala Das. Because he revealed that he does not fundamentally mind parting with this piece of land, then he has to do it at the lower rate. Good? Okay. So the Yamsha Shlomo, I'm sorry, the printer wasn't working and I couldn't find it online, so I couldn't get it to you. Yamsha Shlomo is the parish of Rav Shlomo Luria, the Maharshal. And he writes, this one's on Bava Kama. And he writes several interesting points. And he deals here, it's in Simen Yud Aleph, and he quotes the Gemara, and he quotes the Rush, and other Rishonim as well. And he writes like this. So he's bothered, and again, I guess you can think about it this way. What's the weakness
in the Rush's pshat? What's the weakness in the pshat that the Rush has offered to us?
Anything bothering you about the pshat? What? Oh, so meaning which part of what the Rush says is the hardest to swallow?
So the pshat of the Gilei Das that the Rush has to say in our Gemara, that's the weakness of the Rush, right? If we didn't have our Gemara,
so I'm very good, right? He has a very nice job. Because the Torah says, Meitav. Meitav doesn't mean that the Nizak has full control over the Mazik's life. If I asked you, before we got into all these details, you know, if the Mazik had six pieces of Yiddish, who gets to choose? Some of you probably would have said Mazik, some of you would have said Nizak, and argue back and forth. There's nothing about the Pasuk itself that makes it sound like it has to be the Nizak. So it's fine saying that it's the Mazik. The weak point in the Rush's argument is, who cares? Who cares that he revealed his Das, that he's willing to part with the land, and now we come back at the rate that would say at the Nisan rate, and therefore we make him do it at the Tishrei rate. What does his Gilui Das have to do with anything? Why is that a magic potion which makes it, now he loses his right to choose? If he didn't say anything, then he could just say, Malkum Shalibo Chafetz, I only have to pay from what I want to pay. But now that he revealed that he fundamentally has a mind parting with it, game over. Where did that, that's what the Rush is dealing with. That seems to be the weak point of what the Rush is saying.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I think it's because it is like why would we?
You're explaining the Rush. Or you're asking the Rush.
I think I'm like explaining it.
Okay.
I think it's because why would somebody even want to give up. Their beingness at all, like why would they want to give that up as opposed, or why would they want to keep that as opposed to like give it,
right.
I'd rather keep this, like why would I make this big deal about wanting to charge more? And I think that's like this, because like the original thought is like that you should give it is because the it is no matter what time of the year it is, or no matter what, like the it is will not depreciate. You can always sell the it is very quickly. You just everyone wants to buy it is.
Okay.
No matter when it is.
Right.
So the it is doesn't really
not in the value, but it
doesn't
in the quality.
Yeah.
Price may drop. But
yeah,
you'll always have a better market than...
You'll always...
Correct.
It's kind of like what we were talking about before about apartments. Like, yeah, you might have a problem selling an apartment in the Heights if it's not, you know, that season where people buy apartments.
Right.
But if you sold a $1 million apartment in like, downtown, like, in, you know, a really nice building, as soon as it opens up, someone's going to want to jump on it.
Right.
So, but, so like, the price that it is probably doesn't fluctuate so much, but the right now, it's like he might say.
And therefore?
So, therefore, he might say, like, the baitedness, right? He might say, like, oh, like, you know, like if I give you my baitedness, and you know, I whatever reason you have for this baitedness, obviously the baitedness is not a fair sale, which if you were going to say that, then it would be. But yeah, I think actually it was a question on the Rush. I'm sorry.
Fine. So the question on the Rush, I understand.
Say, if he gives the baitedness for whatever reason, that it's not, he's not paying back the amount that he owes. He's paying like way more, whatever value it is, whether it's sentimental or monetary.
Okay, but again, that we're not willing to.
Like, why?
That's not part of the equation. As long as we can have whoever the professional.
We're not obligating him to pay back more than he owes.
He never's obligated to pay back more than he owes.
But if let's say a month now, 2 days from now, you know, he's going to like lose. Like it's not that he's actually.
Okay, but there is a market price right now. There's a market price for everything at the moment.
Okay,
and the future value is rolled into that.
But it's like if I have gold, let's say I have gold, and gold, like,
yeah.
the value of gold, like, it doesn't fluctuate that
of
much.
It doesn't,
not as much as other things. It's
saying it's not as long over years, it can fluctuate by hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, but like, for right now, it doesn't fluctuate.
Okay, and therefore what?
So if I want to say, I want to pay with gold
right.
If I pay right now, I'll pay that for value.
Good.
And you say, no, I want your Apple stocks when Apple was, like, still starting Apple.
Okay.
Like, no, I know that Apple's going to be worth $1 million soon. I'm
okay.
Paying my gold now, that's all kind of in. So I'm going to give you the gold and I'm paying what I want. I'm not paying you something that's worth millions of dollars one day.
Okay.
So
what?
So I think that's like the...
I want to talk about land, because land has a price.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The it is like the gold. It is doesn't fluctuate that much.
Okay.
It's like you could sell it whenever you could sell it.
Okay, I hear you. What's up with the rush?
So the rush is saying that because he showed intention to like sell the... To sell
he's willing to get rid of
the
thing.
He's willing to give it away. So
yeah.
Why should he get the Nissan price, the history price? Well, that's why. Because he doesn't want to pay more than he has to pay. He should. It should be in his control.
Okay, that's what we said. Okay, great. So you're confirming that's the kasha on the Rush, right? The difficulty in the Rush's shot is that just because he was willing to part with it at that rate, who said he was willing to part with it at a different rate? Right? Good.
Yeah.
Fine. So we all agree on that. So that's the weakness in what the Rush is saying. Right, I am willing to part with it, but I'm willing to part with a lot of things at different prices. So why does that force him to do it? So that's the point that bothers the Marshal. Marshal doesn't understand. His language is, "Umikomokam lo nihiro li daito." I don't understand what the Rush says. He ma gilo bezesh erotze litein ki yoker lekamon. What has he really revealed? Just because he says I'm willing to give it to you at the more expensive Nissan price. May Akar Sharashus Kvar Biyada Lomar Chaviva Li Velo Etein. If the Rush fundamentally holds that a Mazik can say at any time, this land I want to keep, and he doesn't have to give it up. So just because he said I'm willing to part with it at a certain higher rate, who says he can't? Why the Viva Zayafsid? Because of that, he loses out. Right? For the higher price,
maybe I'm willing to do it, even if it is beloved to me, because I'm willing to get, as long as I save myself money, I'm willing to do it. V'chi yitein adam, okay, I'm getting poetic. Kol hom beiso v'agor karka chavibolo. You know, you're going to say that if a person has his beloved land, there's no price at which he's willing to give it up. There's a price on everything. There's a price on everything. So why would the Rush say that just because the Nizak revealed that he's willing to give it up at the higher price, that we now force him to give it up at the lower price? Shilhura Koho. Says the Marshal, I don't understand. And now what's the problem? If you deny that, if you don't want to say that pshat in the Gemara, so what's the Pashup pshat in the Gemara? The Pashup pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is telling us what?
The power of the music.
The what?
Either the power of the Nizuk.
Right, and the Nizuk can always force. Right? If the Gemara is not, again, if the Gemara says that in the end the Nizuk has to, you have to give the Nizuk the lower price. That's the maskana of the Gemara. And we don't think that it's because of this Gilui Da'as stuff. So then, what does it seem to be the simplest pshat is? The simplest pshat is that in this case, a regular case even, if a nizak wants beinonis, can you force the mazik? The simple pshat of the Gemara now is yes. Is yes. Is that, and that's what the Marshal then says. The Yamshel Shlomo, again, he bases it on Rishonim, he's not a Rishonim, but he says it based on Rishonim, says yes.
We always do this.
What?
We always do that. The Gemara of Pshat said that you could do that. What is he adding?
What's he adding? Well, we didn't. What's he adding to the Pashuk Pshat?
The Gemara of the Pshat over here. He must give at Tishrei price, so we know from the Pshat of the Gemara that he has to pay.
Well, what he's gaining is that the Rush, who was one of the Gedolei Harishonim, understood not that way. Right? So it's important if you're going to. You know, if you're going to disagree with the Rush, I'm not saying you can't. I mean, maybe you can't. But then the Marshal, he needs to explain himself. What's going to be the downside to this pshat is you have to understand why should it be true? And how far do you extend it? Are you now going to say also that if the Mazik has six pieces of Yidis, that the Nizak gets to choose which piece of Yiddis he wants? Maybe. But if you just had our Gemara alone, would you have said that? Not so sure. So, you're right. It's not a Chiddush in the Pashut Pshat of our Gemara, but now, the extension that we've been talking about here is that according to this, the rights of the Mazik have been diminished significantly. Yeah.
So he's basically pouncing on this weakness of the Rush. He's saying,
well, again, if you pounce on this weakness of the Rush, so then you're left with a problem.
What the heck was the Rush talking about?
So we could explain where the Rush was coming from. We could probably explain the Rush. But if it doesn't, if that Svara doesn't appeal to you, so then, again, we have to understand, you have to appreciate. The Rishonim weren't trying, and the Marshal, the Yom Shalom, they're not trying to look for the most Gishmak Asvar. They're trying to understand the Gemara. Everything else emerges from the Gemara. Once you have what the Gemara says, then you'll come up with a Gishmak Asvar to understand it. But the starting point isn't like what Lomda sounds better. The starting point is what does the Gemara teach me? So the Marshal says, I don't see in this Gemara, even if I don't understand it, and now I'm going to have to explain it, I don't see in this Gemara some chiddush that because he was Megala Das, that's why he has to pay in this case. But in the normal case, it's not a problem. I see where the Rush is coming from. I just don't see that Svara. Now if I don't see that Svara, what emerges from the Gemara and Baba Kama of Zayin and Abayz, the simple pshat in that Gemara now, is that in a regular case, if the Nizak wants Venus, he can force the Mazik. Now, from the Yamshel Shlomo, why is that true? Why is that true? According to the Rush, I understood the general pshat was that Meitav was the categories under which the Mazik had to pay the Nizak.
It didn't mean that the Nizak is the new Balabas who gets to decide whatever he wants and take full advantage of the Mazik. That wasn't what it was about. It was about giving him from the objective best. I'm giving him from the best. So because he has a personal taiva for this land versus that land, that's not what the Torah was talking about with Meitav. So I understand where the rush was coming from. Now, if this is the pshat, according to the Marshal, according to Hamshah Shlomo, so we need to understand, well, what's the svar? Because they're obviously now have a very different understanding of Meitav. Because Meitav, according to the Rush, does not give the Nizak the ability to force the Mazik to pay Beinonis over Idis. But according to the Amshah Shlomo, we didn't finish saying yet, but look over what's going to be true according to the Amshah Shlomo, is that it does give the right to the Nizak to choose. And why should that be true? We still have to understand. Question good?
Can we then also say on the same like false press of the Rosh, now we can say that, you know, concerning the Nizak, that once he's willing to, like, once he's denying the Idis and he wants the Maidus, we can say that the Mazik could say, I'm not, like, forcing his hand. I'm not doing that. He obviously also agrees that this Baidus, whatever, is worth a lot right now, because he's willing to take the Baidus over the Idis.
Okay.
So why can't he just say, without anybody forcing anybody's hand? He kind of like turned the Rush like logic back on him to say, or back off like this question on the Rush to say like, oh, you know, like where like the Beinonis, right? Once like the we're saying like, well, the Mazik's like willing to sell it, so now he has to like sell it. The Nizak also, the Nizak's willing to buy it, so we'll say like, well, obviously you see greater value in this land, so let's give you less of it.
Whoa. Nobody says that. That's against the Gemara.
The Gemara says that's Torah Sakoto.
The Gemara says
Meitav.
It doesn't say
it is.
It says
Meitav.
Correct. It's Meitav. But Meitav is an objective. We are not allowed to make up new rates because a guy likes it. That's exactly against what the Gemara said. The Gemara just explicitly said not that way. Otherwise, you should be able to give him the price later on. The Gemara says you can't. That's Torah Sakoto. You cannot diminish his right. We have to deal with an objective price. So what does the Amcho Shlomo say? I don't like that. So he says, "Lachain ani holet beikve hakadmon." What's going on?
No, I have one open split.
By accident, now
the second one just popped.
Lachain ani holet beikve hakadmon shelo chilku bazeh. So says the Yamshah Shlomo. Therefore, I'm going to go with the Rishonim who did not make such a distinction. El olam shayich horas koach. This svara, again, that's all based on, which is the svara of diminishing the rights of the nizak. That svara always exists. That's not unique to the case of Gilui Das. Ki mash etziv sahat Torah litein miidas miidis. This that the Torah commanded that we pay with Edis, Litovas HaNizak. It's designed for the benefit of the Nizak. Imkein, Kemo Shelo Yuchel Asako, Me'idis LeBeinonis, Vafilu LeIdis DeAlma, Rak LeOla MinaMukha Shelo Tzarech Litein. The same way that the Torah has clearly now said that the Mazik has no right to tell the Nizak, take Beinonis instead of Ziboris, to take Beinonis instead of Ziboris, I'm sorry, instead of Edis, he does not have that right. So too, right, like the Olam, in a Mufkosh, I'm sorry, you have to give according to the best, Gam came and made it, and Beinonis lay this. Says the Marshal, what's the Svara? So the Svara is very simple. Correct. Says the Marshal.
Is it low with a vav or not?
Oh, wow. With a vav. Says the Marshal, you know what the Svara is? I'll tell you what the Svara is. Why is it? How does it fit into the Meitav pasuk
that the Nizak, who wants Beinonis, can force the Mazik to give Beinonis instead of Idis? Because normally the Torah assumes that what is the Meitav? The Idis. But if this guy comes and says, I want this land instead of that, you know what that means? That's Idis. That's Idis.
It's objective.
That's not really
objective. Subjective.
Subjective.
Is that long? Is that long?
No, but you can't change the value because of that. You were trying to change the value. You cannot change the value.
So Idis is based on what you perceive as being best. Not an objective.
Which is what you want. Idis wants the
best
value.
Yes.
It doesn't change the value.
Does not change the value.
But that
changes with what you're paying from.
That's why he didn't say.
When he says again, the Marshal says the Svar. I'll tell you. Where do you see in Meitav? Where do you see in Meitav that if he wants $1,000 of Beinonis instead of $1,000 worth of Idis, that he can tell the Mazik and now the Mazik has to pay it? Is because the reason the Torah said Meitav was for the benefit of the Nizak. So the Torah assumes that normally he's going to want Idis. If he comes along and says, I don't want that, you know what that means? He is telling us, Idis for me is this Beinonis. And then goes right back to the pasuk. That's the pshat according to the marshal.
Well, how do you put that into the Gemara?
Because the Gemara teaches us shelohura sakocha, that you can never weaken the position. You can never weaken the position of the nizak when it comes to lower quality land. The Gemara doesn't say why.
But
the Nizak saying, I want this, he is saying to me, that's Meitav.
But so what's his right? What's the
because it says it's a benefit of yours and it's not, it doesn't actually matter.
Could not,
like, that is the Edis.
Right.
But he deserves, he's supposed to get Edis, correct, no? He's supposed to get Meitav. Meitav, yes. We normally assume that Idis equals Meitav. Comes along the Marshal and says, what you see from our Gemara is that that's not the definition of Meitav. Meitav is not objective categories. Meitav means what's best, the best piece for the Nizak. If we don't know otherwise, then we assume it's Idis. If he tells us that is not Meitav for me, then the Beinonis becomes his Yidis, becomes his Meitav, and therefore, of course, you have an obligation to pay him that. Yeah.
You're saying it's his Meitav because it's next to his field? So
whatever the reason is that it's Meitav, if it's because it's field, it's because because he wants to chop it before his competitor gets it. Whatever the reason is, or maybe he just, I don't know, he's like one of these people that likes to develop poor quality things. I don't know what the Svara is. Whatever the reason is that he says I want, or maybe the Indus is next to some guy he doesn't like. So he's not going to just, I'd rather take the worst piece of land than not be near, Shmerel over there, because I don't like it. Whatever it is, as long as he has expressed to us that this is best for me, that becomes Meitav. That's the Svara of the Marshal. Again, it's all coming from the Pshat and the Gemara. It's all about how do you understand this line. The Gemara rejected it with the Svara. And the Rush sounds like he was so... I think this is where it's coming. The Rush was so gung-ho that that can't be the Pshat and Meitav that it forced him into a weaker position in terms of understanding that Gemara, but to an understanding of Meitav that he was much more comfortable with. That Meitav is about categories. There's no subjectivity when it comes to Meitav, and therefore, as long as the Mazik is doing what the Torah demanded of him, the Nizak has no right to try and push it. If he already was Megala Das, somehow that Giloy Das is him, you know, tipping his hat towards the Nizak, and he's not allowed to back out from that. That and the kuda of how that works, I don't think we have 100% clarity on, but that clearly is what the Rush is saying. So again, if we sort of take it out of our sugya, there are two points of contention, right? There are two points of contention between the Marshal and the Rush.
One is about Gilei Das. Does the fact that I'm Megala my Das, does that do anything? The Rush says it does. The Maharal says it doesn't. And then the second one is a much more fundamental one, which is what is the nature of the Din of Meta, which again, I think we've been struggling with for a few days in different ways already. I had it a little bit over here. And again, according to this, the Rush understands that whatever it is that Meta tells us has to be something that fits into objective categories. And once you, and it's not just true when it comes to Meta, but it comes to all payments. The Torah just wants you, it created a payment system, you stick to it. That's your job, Mr. Mazik. You stick to what the Torah said, and that's you've done your part. According to the Yamshel Shlomo, it's a bit more subjective. Meitav is for the benefit of the Nizek to get the best possible lamb from this Mazik. If we don't know otherwise, we assume it is Edis. If he reveals to us otherwise, then we go according to what he's revealed, even against the will of the Mazik. Even against the will of the Mazik, yeah.
Let's say there's only two fields of like this. And to the Nizuk, the Nizuk says, oh, both these fields, like individually, like even though technically they should be worth however much they're worth and like you shouldn't get to pay. Like, I can't grow my potatoes in this field because it has, like, some kind of whatever, and this field is next to this guy I don't like. So, you should, like, then you could, like, according to this logic, you could say, oh, but if you gave me both, like, then it might be worth it because now I'm getting more. Like, why is it all of a sudden subjective that, you know, however the Nizuk feels that about the fields, that, like, that's what says that the value is what it is?
It's not changing the value. The value is determined by based
in. Yeah, it's not changing the value.
It's his preference.
But like, what if he doesn't prefer any of the guys' fields?
Then the Mazik gets to choose. So he actually writes that explicitly. He then says in the next paragraph, "Vanira be'enai shafilu lo rotzei liti lo kukrid lo gemar rishigodim av lo gav hilga." Oh, hanizak le'olam gove me'idis ha'mazik. The nizak always collects from the idis of the mazik. Afilu idis to idis, even the best. He could choose within the idis and get the best one. And from any idis that he wants. He throws in that the dayanim who are overseeing the case can step in if they feel that something about this is not being equitable. For example, this whole thing is not like the Rush, but even with the Marshal says that the Nizak has the upper hand, it's still the Firos Hashem Yirash Hesod Hazos Yitova LeNizak V'Zos Tova LeMazik U'Shneim Yidis B'Shovem, that if the Beis Din sees that this piece, that one piece of land is better for the Nizak, one piece of land is better for the Mazik, and they, you know, their values are the same, Shebevada Yolav Nizak Gomer Zeh Mizeh Ekav Bifrat. So if the Beis Din looks at the same situation, and the Beis Din sees that the Beis Din sees that field A is better for the Mazik, and field B is better for the Nizak, and they have confirmation that that is absolutely the case. And now the Nizak comes along and says, "I want field A." Lahachis.
Yeah.
Lahachis. Says the Marshal, the Beis Din is allowed to step in and say no. Beis Din is allowed to step in and say no. Shebevale lo yochan nidak lomar mizeh akav b'fra me'achar v'tov hi l'mazik osmuv lo sadot zot shemazik. It has this clear value that anybody can see. It is more worth value to the mazik than the nizak. Why? Zehu b'chav v'asisa ha'yosher v'hatov. Says there's another factor. There's a fact that Beis Din can step in to do what is proper and what is just. So it's interesting. Right? Even within this realm of the subjectivity of the Idis and of the Meitav, and that the Mazik can, and that, I'm sorry, that the Nizak can step in and say that this is better for me, it sounds like it can't be out of the blue. He has to somehow prove it. Because if it's going to be detrimental to the Mazik, Beis Din is allowed to step in because of another principle. Because of the principle of Asis HaYashiv HaTov, and say that what you're doing right now is just to get at the mazik, we are not going to allow that. That doesn't make, what are they, in Mundus, what are they saying? Just because you're asking for it, doesn't automatically make it edus for you. It doesn't make it metav. That seems to be the lumbus of what he's saying. I mean, how does the basic get involved? It says to give metav, how does the basic overrule that? The lumbus seems to be that they could say, just because you're asking for it doesn't mean that it's metav. If we could see that by any factor, you can't give us any cogent argument why this land is better for you, and the only thing that we see is that you want the other piece of, that you want the other piece of land because you know that it's better for the mazik and you don't want him to have it, that doesn't make it into metav for you. Not everything you ask for automatically make the so now the basic can step in and say, oh, there's a value to doing what is proper. He says it could be the same thing if the guy doesn't care which piece of land it is. And they see that the mazik is trying to give him one, which it's worse for the mazik to give up, and he's only doing it to stick it to the nizak. There also the basic can intervene. It sounds like, again, once there's a little bit of subjectivity to the metav, so then this, I guess what we call a meta halachic principle of Asisa Yashar HaTov that oversees how the Beis Din system works, that would kick in, and that would allow the Beis Din to take this this role. Ve'eino dome l'nizak shedino mimetav ha'ino minam mubchar. And that's not a violation. I think that's what we were just saying right now. It's not a violation of Metav. Because Metav says you have to take the best. And just because you're asking for it does not automatically mean that it is the best piece of land. That is the machlokas between the Rosh and the Maharshal. It seems to be that other Rishonim are weighing into this as well. But again, it speaks to, again, a fundamental basic halacha question, right? In every case, who is it that gets to choose the piece of land? And more deeply, right, it really gets to the crux of what is Meitav about. Is Meitav really just a halacha construct to make sure that you're spending according to a certain level? Or does Meitav really get into a deeper benefit for the nizak, like the Yamsha Shlomo, suggests. I think with a lot, maybe we'll stop here to digest what we said. Again, there's a lot of it's all inside, and again, it all comes from just shot in the Gemara. What do we do with that line? And we see how the Rishonim are so sensitive in trying to figure out, and then just try to apply what the Svara.